Chatters, chatties, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice. How you doing? How's your spring going? Is it going good for you so far? Did you attend last month's Great American Book Club, which was hosted by Father Randy and Cammy? Last month, they talked about the book Emma by Jane Austen, and that book was actually the inspiration for today's movie that we're going to chat about, Happily Ever Emma, which premiered on March 4th, starred Monica Moore Smith and Dan Foulkes. It was directed by Brian Brough and written by Brittany Wiscombe. The synopsis says actress Emma Hutton is determined to help find her friend Hope a perfect match, but in doing so, she accidentally tramples on several hearts, including her own. All right, let's get into it. Here's our cast of characters. We have Emma. She's an actress, and she's our main character in this movie. And she likes to fix people up. She's a matchmaker. Then we have Gray. He's Emma's BFF and also her attorney. And then there's Zane. He is Emma's agent. Oh, Zane. We'll be chatting about Zane throughout this movie. He's a piece of work. Then we have Eleanor and Liz. They are Emma's friends. There is Hope Murphy. She is Emma's new neighbor who just moved in. We have Barry. Oh boy, he's another doozy. Barry Bell, he's an actor wannabe who is Gray's boss's son. And then there is Clyde, the director who Emma wants to work with. So this movie opens up and we see Emma admiring a painting with a hunky guy. They kiss, and then we hear a director from off screen yell, "Cut!" We then realize that they are filming a scene from a movie and that Emma is an actress. And the director in this scene is played by Shona Kay, who you might recognize from the movie Identical Love. Then we meet Zane, Emma's agent. She asks him if there are any good jobs coming up. He mentions an action movie that a director named Clyde is doing. Ooh, and she wants in on the action. Then a couple walks by and they thank Emma for setting them up. Because like I said before, Emma likes to fix up her friends. She's a matchmaker. She's Chuck Woolery. Then we see a couple of Emma friends there, Eleanor and Liz. Now Eleanor, you might recognize, she is played by Sasha Lea Hightower, and she played, what was her name? She was in the movie Love in Aruba. Amber, I think her character's name was Amber in that movie. And then Liz is played by Chelsea Hightower, who you might recognize from Dancing with the Stars. So the three of them are sharing a meal, and Gray, Emma's attorney and BFF, walks up. Emma tells them that she is going to set up her agent Zane with someone. And both Eleanor and Liz say, "It better not be me." Apparently, they know Zane. Emma then meets her new neighbor, Hope, who is a dentist who wants to be an elf. She's the reverse Hermie from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, you might recognize the actress playing Hope. She played a nurse in the movie Prescription for Love, that movie that starred Trevor Donovan. So Emma needs milk, so she goes over to her newest neighbor there, Hope, who just moved in and probably doesn't even know where the grocery stores are yet. I don't know, maybe Hope brought milk with her from wherever she moved from. So Emma goes over to Hope's. She tells Hope to come over in 20 minutes and they'll eat whatever she's making. She also wants her to come over so she can meet Zane, because Emma wants to hook up Hope and Zane. All right, so Zane stops by to tell Emma the studio wants to hire a well-known actor for this action movie that she wants to be in. Emma tells him to call Clyde, And she says, tell him they need a new, fresh face. Clyde is the director of that movie. Hope arrives and brings orange juice. Why? I don't know. Are you supposed to bring orange juice when you go to someone's house to eat? They're not having breakfast. In fact, Emma is making some baked good, I think is what she's making. Eleanor asks Emma to look over her resume because Eleanor is looking for a new job. Her stepbrother fired her. Fired her? What kind of stepbrother is that? Emma asks Gray if he could find a job for Eleanor at his law firm. He says, I don't think so, but I'll look into it. Gray asks Emma if she will go to this office party that he has to go with him. Apparently, they're celebrating the hiring of his boss's son who just passed the bar. So Emma says, yeah, I'll go with you. He then tells Emma he found a temporary job for Eleanor at his law firm. That was quick. Zane calls Emma and tells her he got her an audition for that action movie. So she goes to his office to pick up the script. She takes Hope with her. Pick up the script? What? No, when you audition for a role, they don't give you the entire script. All they give you is like two or three pages of the part of the script that you have to memorize to do the audition. But anyway, they give her the entire script. She must be special. I guess she's a big star. I don't know. Zane says to Emma, you just couldn't wait to see me, could you? Oh, boy. Oh, Zane, you're clueless, pal. Emma tries to talk Hope into asking Zane out on a date. Hope says, I'll go on a double date with him. So Emma asks Gray if he will go on this date with Hope and Zane. So during this date, the ladies go to leave to powder their noses. Zane asks Gray if he is dating Emma. And Gray says, no, we're just friends. Zane says, I didn't think so. Uh-oh. Does Zane have a thing for Emma? Oh, we're going to find out. Next day, Emma stops by Hope's office to ask her what she thought of Zane and the date. And look who is playing Hope's receptionist. It's none other than Brittany Wiscombe, the writer of the movie. Fun to see Brittany there. Gray tells Eleanor that he thinks Zane is in love with Emma. He wants to know if he should tell her. Eleanor says, warn her, but tell her you're not sure. Now, I think, while I was watching this entire movie, I think Eleanor and Gray belong together. That's what I was thinking. I was hoping throughout the whole movie that these two would get together at the end. I really like their scenes. Their scenes are really good, and I think they look good together. So that's what I was hoping. Gray goes to Emma's and tells her, Zane does not like Hope. He likes you. But Emma is not buying it. Emma says, Zane is into Hope, and I am not wrong. Yeah, you are wrong, girl. We're going to find out. Emma meets Zane at her audition, and he tries to kiss her. What? He then tells her that he loves her. Emma freaks out right before this important audition. Yeah, this is not good timing, Zane. Not a good time to tell someone you love them right before one of their most important auditions of their life, the star in this big action movie. Zane's just not thinking. So Emma goes into the audition. And surprise, look who's playing Clyde there. That's Clyde, the director there. He's played by the guy who played Tony in Love in Aruba. So Emma does this audition and it's awkward because the entire time she's thinking about that bomb that Zane dropped on her. Emma tells Gray the audition was a disaster. She is shocked that Zane has feelings for her. Gray is like, hey, I tried to tell you. Emma says she feels bad for Hope because she is going to get hurt. But she needs to tell her. Emma bakes Hope chocolate chip cookies and invites her over to break the news to her. Hope says it's no big deal. She's disappointed, but she hardly knew him. She asks Emma if she is into Zane. Emma says, no way. Zane is a creep. No, she doesn't say that. But we find out later that he is. All right, now we're at Gray's office party. Emma tells him that Zane won't return any of her phone calls and she wants to know about this audition that she did. He tells her to go to Zane's office and try to smooth things over. Yeah, take him some of those cookies that you made Hope, too. Oh, then she meets Barry. This is Gray's boss's son who they are throwing this party for. Ooh, she likes Barry. He is played by Mason Davis, who you might recognize from the movie Identical Love. He played the twins in that movie. He tells Emma he always wanted to act, and he also claims that he doesn't know who she is, but says he saw her from across the room and just had to meet her. Now, do we believe him? No, I'm not sure. I don't believe him anyway. I think he's lying. I think he knows who Emma is. All right, Gray sees Emma talking to Barry, and he gets jealous. He's thinking, no, come on, not my boss's son. Emma goes to Zane's office. She sees that her movie posters have been taken down off his walls. He tells her she has been assigned to a different agent, and he is no longer representing her. She apologizes to him and says that she did not know how he felt. She says she never tried to lead him on. And then they say goodbye to each other. All right, so I felt the emotion in this scene. I could feel the pain and disappointment in Zane when he said goodbye to Emma. So I kind of like that. Emma tells Liz she is interested in Barry. Then we see Gray at work. He overhears Barry asking Emma out on a date. And he gets jealous again. Emma finds out Clyde liked her audition for that action movie and that he wants her to audition again. She goes out on a date with Barry and Barry asks if he can go with her to her second audition. Hope runs into Zane while she is on her lunch break and he is rude to her. She tries to say hi and strike up a conversation. And he says, will you just leave me alone? I was bored with you on our date, and I don't want to be bored with you now. Whew. Wow, that's harsh, Zane. That's harsh, man. Hope runs outside to cry. Hey, Hope, don't shed any tears for Zane. He ain't worth it. Gray happens to be in this restaurant, and he sees what happens. Or he saw what happened. So he goes outside to console her. He says, I'm getting together with some friends tonight. Why don't you join us? Next, we see Hope, Gray, Emma, Eleanor, and Liz decorating cakes. Why are they decorating cakes? I don't know. I have no idea. It's nobody's birthday. It's nobody's anniversary. I'm not sure what's going on here. Are they taking a cake decorating class? I don't know. Oh, well. Emma tells Hope she has another guy she would like to set her up with, an actor who used to be in dental school. Hope says, no thanks, Chicky Poo. I think I will handle my love life on my own. Emma gets a text from Barry inviting her to some party. Emma doesn't wait long to handle her love life on her own because while they are cake decorating, Hope makes her move on Gray and asks him to the movies. He looks at Emma, and then he looks at Hope and says, yeah, that sounds good. Then we get another scene from Gray and Eleanor. And once again, I think these two belong together. I really like these two. She asks him what he thinks about Emma and Barry. And he says, as long as she is happy, I'm fine with it. Emma shows up to Barry's place for what she thinks is going to be a party, but is actually a script reading. Huh? Barry tells her again that he always wanted to act and that his friend wrote a great script and he wants Emma to play one of the roles. And he also asks her to help him in getting this script made into a film. Then Emma finds out that the script writer is Barry's girlfriend. Oh, man, you gotta be kidding me. Barry, you sleazebag. So, yeah, Barry was just spending time with Emma so that she could help him pursue an acting career. What kind of guy would do that? Then Emma gets jealous when she finds out the Gray asked Hope over to his place for dinner. And I'm thinking, why is he hanging out with Hope? He should be having dinner with Eleanor. Man, those two belong together. Emma gets a call and finds out she got that part in that action movie. Way to go, Emma. Eleanor tells Gray that Emma got that part in that movie and invites him out to celebrate with her, Emma, and Liz. But Gray says, I can't. I'm going out on a date with Hope. Eleanor says, what? Hope? I thought maybe you and Emma would be getting together. I thought you and Gray would be getting together, Eleanor. He says, I'm like a brother to Emma. And he says, maybe I should give someone else a chance. Yes, you should. You should give Eleanor a chance. She's standing right in front of you. Emma drops a bomb on Liz and Eleanor and tells them that she is in love with Gray. Woo! They tell her she should tell Gray how she feels, but she says she doesn't want to hurt Hope or Gray. She then says she says, what if he feels about me the way that I felt about Zane? She says, what if I'm the Zane in this situation? They say, you are not the Zane. And they tell her that, again, she should tell him how he feels, but she decides not to say anything. Gray brings Emma the contract to sign for this action film, and she tells him she is happy for him and Hope. Then we see Gray and Hope saying goodnight to each other after another date, and she is expecting a kiss on the lips. He leans forward and gives her a peck on the cheek. Ooh, she is disappointed. Then we get another good scene with Gray and Eleanor. I'm telling you, these two belong together. They watch Barry yell at his father and quit the law firm. And Gray says Emma is going to be upset because she and Barry are dating. Eleanor says, no, they're not. That never happened. And Gray's like, what? That never happened. Gray goes to Hope's dental office to pick her up for another date. He begins talking about Emma. Hope realizes that he loves and admires Emma. She says, I should have seen it before, and says, you need to tell her how you feel. Ooh, then we get another nice lunch scene with Gray and Eleanor. He tells her Hope ended things with him because she thinks he is in love with Emma. She asks, are you? He doesn't say anything. What he should say is, no, I'm in love with you. Let's go out sometime. So she convinces him to tell Emma how he feels. Oh, man. So he sneaks onto the movie set where she is filming this action movie. What? Where is security? What kind of production is this? Anyone can just sneak right onto the set? He confesses his feelings to Emma, and she says that she loves him too. They kiss, and that's a wrap. Okay, so let's chat about this one. What is nice about this movie is the ensemble cast. I really enjoyed the entire cast. I thought it was fun seeing all the familiar faces from other Brian Brough and Brittany Wiscombe movies. We got to see five actors from three of their other films. Two of the actors from Identical Love, Mason Davis and Shona Kay, who play Barry and the director in this movie. Or no. No. Yeah, she plays the director at the beginning of the movie. Then two actors from Love and Aruba, Sashlia Hightower and Kate Danner Gerald, who played Eleanor and Clyde in this movie, the director of the action movie that Emma gets cast in. We also get to see an actor from Prescription for Love, Michaela Iverson, who plays Hope in this movie. What I didn't like about this movie is that Gray wound up with Emma. Like I said before, I think Gray should have wound up with Eleanor. I think those two are great together. Their scenes were my favorite scenes in this movie. They looked great together. I think they have really good on-screen chemistry. For me, you know, I liked this movie. It was a fun movie, but I think I would have liked it more if those would have become a couple. Gray and Emma. Yeah, I was rooting for them the entire movie. I think Emma should have stayed single, taken some time to work on herself. There was no cute meet in this movie between Gray and Emma because they have known each other since they were kids. I think there should have been a cute meet between Eleanor and Gray. I would have liked to have seen that. There was no conflict and resolution in this movie like there is in most of these movies. You know, in the last 15 minutes when the leads get mad at each other, and then the last 2 or 3 minutes they make up at the end, we didn't see any of that in this movie. And I like that about this movie because I don't like that when that happens in the other movies. Now, this movie is based on a book, the book Emma by Jane Austen, which I mentioned earlier. I never read that book, so I don't know how close this movie is to that book. But that book was the topic of the Great American Book Club last month, which I mentioned before. And speaking of the book club, this month for April, they are reading Jane Austen's Persuasion. And the book club's getting together over on Zoom on April 20th. So if you haven't signed up for the book club and you would like to get in on that, you can sign up at greatamericanfamily.com on their website. Now, this movie, Happily Ever Emma, this was the only new movie that we got in March. But I think that they're going to have some spring movies because they released some spring merchandise. If you go on their website, you can see it. They're selling some Great American, they wore t-shirts that say Great American Spring on them. So if they're selling merchandise, I'm guessing they're going to back up that merchandise with some spring movies, at least. I'm hoping so. So what did you think of Happily Ever Emma? Do you think Emma and Gray belong together? Or do you agree with me and that Gray and Eleanor belong together? Let me know what your thoughts are. You can find me on social media at GAC TV Podcast and at Chad Maurice. Until next time, you keep the faith, keep smiling, keep your friends close, and keep your great American family closer.